Blackjack and poker could be on the table in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C., maybe taking its first steps toward expanding its gambling offerings beyond sports betting, as the 2026 budget proposal includes language suggesting a potential exploration of poker and blackjack gaming. The budget, which Mayor Muriel Bowser's administration unveiled amid forced spending reductions and anticipated revenue shortfalls, highlights a focus on sports and entertainment as key economic drivers. The budget proposal, among other recommendations, introduces the Poker and Blackjack Gaming Authorization Act of 2025. According to city officials, the measure does not immediately legalize poker or blackjack, but rather grants permission to study the implications of such games within the district. The initiative would open a dialogue with the external market and stakeholders to determine the feasibility, economic impact, and regulatory requirements for introducing card games traditionally associated with casinos. The inclusion of gaming-related activities like poker and blackjack is seen as part of a broader strategy to foster growth in the sports and entertainment sectors. Over the past two decades, D.C. has seen steady growth in population and business development. The city's financial outlook has been relatively strong, but with present fiscal challenges, there is a need to consider new avenues for generating tax revenue and creating employment opportunities. Deputy Mayor for Planning and Economic Development Nina Albert has stated that there are no intentions to convert D.C.'s hospitality venues into Las Vegas-style casinos. Instead, the city is considering the introduction of regulated gaming formats such as poker, blackjack, and bingo, games that could be hosted as tournaments or in other structured formats that permit betting. Gambling becomes an economic stabilization tool. The potential integration of these games is being examined not as a sweeping transformation, but as a targeted economic tool that could support local businesses and spur moderate tourism and engagement. The budget proposal also outlines a licensing framework under the new act. Individual businesses would be eligible to apply for a two-year license at a cost of $5,000. This setup could offer local hospitality operators, including hotels, restaurants, and bars, the opportunity to diversify their revenue streams. Because the district has yet to release formal revenue projections for the potential expansion, there's flexibility in how poker and blackjack events could be structured. There are various possible formats, ranging from single high-profile events to recurring monthly or daily tournaments. The choice of format would directly influence the financial model and its benefits to local stakeholders. Determining the most effective and sustainable structure for residents and business owners remains a core part of the exploratory process the city is initiating under the proposed legislation.